Hello, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my photo blog where I publish anything up to half a dozen photographs each day. And they represent something that I've seen or done or an incident in this vicinity. You know, for example, it snowed this year, so that got recorded. It was a bit colder overnight than it has been of late. Little bit of frost around, minus 1 Celsius. But we got up to 24 Celsius here outside Armidale in New South Wales. So that's about 30 to 75 Fahrenheit. It's quite a temperature range. It can be greater. It's not unheard of to have a 30 degree Celsius range of temperature, so that would be over 50 degrees Fahrenheit. You know, it could go from minus 5 to plus 25 Celsius, for example, before spring is out. Well, today I had a bit of a ramble around our property, looking for recently flowering native plants, indigenous plants, plants which are found on this ground natively. We haven't planted any of them. So I got down on my hands and knees for the first photograph. This is a member of the pea family, Fabaceae. Not quite sure which one this is exactly. There are a fair number with a flower that looks fairly similar to this one. The books I use to identify some of these wildflowers only have half a dozen pictures. I don't have a key to key out the plant, so I have to rely on the images. And I haven't found one that looks exactly like this. They're very pretty looking flowers, and quite dense in some of the little bushes. Very colourful. The ones that I've photographed previously are mostly purple and violet, but now the egg and bacon variety, I think as they call them, are coming out, the yellow and red, and some are more yellow. The second and third photographs are members of the violet family. The two that I have here are differentiated by different shaped petals. And the top one of the two has petals which are quite keen on curling around. All the specimens that I found have this trait, if that's what it can be called. Whereas the second member of the violet family, the third photograph, is the petals are flatter, if I can call them that. Slightly different colouring. Of course, much of the variation in colouring can be due to the light that is prevalent at the time. Then I went into town, into Armidale, to do some grocery shopping this afternoon, and stopped by at the Armidale School to watch some cricket. I had my Nikon Coolpix 5700 camera with me, which has a reasonable inbuilt telephoto lens, so the image here is taken at the extreme of the telephoto lens, the long end, about 280 millimeters. Needs to be a bit better than that to follow a cricket game, but I just managed to catch the batsman having hit the ball to his right, and you can just see on the extreme left of the image a red ball about to be collected by the wicketkeeper's glove. It's a very slow-paced game. All very nice for 3 or 4 hours on a Saturday afternoon, especially when it's not too hot, as was the case today. The fifth photograph is around the other side of the Armadale School. I just caught sight of this tower, or bell tower, if that's what it can be called. I would have passed this building on the road hundreds of times, and I can't say I've ever noticed this tower before. There's a very small bell housed inside it, and of all things, to the right of it, what looks to be a microwave antenna used for wireless LAN connections. So maybe they're connecting to something, somebody, via that medium. And the final photograph for today was taken on the way home, just to represent the landscape in the vicinity of the property here. This is a view looking to the south, and you can get an idea of the wide-angledness of the lens by the cattle being very small. They're a fair distance away. And in the centre of the image, you can see some sort of clumps of rocks. This area is sort of remnant volcanic rock and volcano cores. But they're very, very old and have been worn right down over the millions of years since they were last active. And those clouds in the sky are pretty much the sum total of the entire collection of clouds seen today. It was forecast earlier in the week that we would have some storms, but nothing so far anyway. Well, that's my collection of half a dozen photographs for today, Saturday, October the 9th. I'm Gordon Smith. If you'd like to send me an email, my address is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for viewing the photographs. Please come back another time when you have a few minutes. Bye for now.